I read this story in the news publication 1440. This week they do a series on human kindnesses. And this older gentleman wrote in about a moment in his childhood when he was 13 years old, a true 13-year-old, so put that in your head. Money was very tight, but he asked his father to bring home notebook paper. He didn't have notebook paper. So his dad brought home 500 sheets of lined paper from his office. And this man threw a fit that it wasn't composition paper, you know, with the red line down the side and the punch holes in it. So he said something surly and ungrateful and stomped off to his room. And his father stayed up all night with a ruler, a red pen, and a single hole punch, and turned all 500 sheets into the kind of paper his child wanted. The man said that he still, tears still come to his eyes every day when he thinks about the selflessness and the kindness of that moment. That kind of love that exists in the world when we don't even deserve it. It's a beautiful thing. Danusha Lamaris wrote this poem. I've been thinking about the way when you walk down a crowded aisle, people pull in their legs to let you by. Or how strangers still say bless you when someone sneezes. It's a leftover from the bubonic plague. It is. Don't die is what we're really saying. And sometimes when you spill lemons from your grocery bag, someone else will help you pick them up. Mostly, we don't want to harm each other. We want to be handed our cup of coffee hot and to say thank you to the person handing it, to smile at them and for them to smile back, for the waitress to call us honey when she sets down the bowl of clam chowder, and for the driver in the red pickup truck to let us pass. We have so little of each other now, so far from tribe and fire. Only these brief moments of exchange. What if they are the true dwelling of the holy, these fleeting temples we make together when we say, here, have my seat. Go ahead. You first. I like your hat. I think kindness and trust go hand in hand. There's something about a small kindness, an act of generosity, an open smile that creates a sense of comfort, a trust in goodness, a reminder that we're okay. This month, as we talk about different aspects of trust and we engage in the action of stewardship through our financial pledges, we remind ourselves in this practice why any of it even matters. Why here? Why this church? Why these people? Why keep giving, serving, celebrating what we have? Who are we? Who are we trying to be? These are the questions of this moment. And to meet this moment well, which to me means with courage, with vulnerability, with a clarity of conviction, we have to have places of trust to belong to return to, and to nurture. As we'll talk about later in the month, trust isn't about never making mistakes. It isn't about the absence of lies or never having hurt feelings. In a community like this, I think it's about knowing that we're not in it alone, that we don't have to have all of the answers or carry all the responsibility. It's knowing, like I said last week, that when I need to lay down something at any given moment, someone else is there to pick it up. It's a shared purpose. It's the mutual love of place and people and principles. It's knowing that we need each other to survive. Remember the spoons. And we will live by that knowing. Not always perfectly, sometimes not even well. But we'll come back again to do our part to learn and grow and heal. That is our covenant. the promise we make together to practice love, respect, and compassion for everyone, to listen open-heartedly, to address conflict directly with kindness and curiosity, to acknowledge our own mistakes and practice forgiveness. Because what is worse than the embarrassment of making a mistake or the hurt of being hurt is the idea that places like this could ever cease to exist as the sanctuary in the storm that we want and need it to be. Trust in a community like this is about continuing to show up. It's about saying yes when it feels right and no when you have to. It's about giving what we can, even if others are giving more, or even if others are giving less. It's knowing that if we're brave enough to ask, others will be brave enough to answer, and we're all made better in that conversation. It's about the whole we create with our individual selves. So when I say meeting this moment by trusting one another, it's less about what you do or how you do it, and more about the spirit of a place. Do you trust that we'll take care of one another and do good things in the world? Do you trust in the invitation that exists to be part of that? Do you trust that when things get hard, you won't have to go through it alone? I think the way that sort of trust gets built up is through these small kindnesses, these simple showing ups. A week or so ago, one of our people, Rick Davis, in fact, sent me a quote from a recent blog by Rebecca Solnit, who's a writer, historian, activist. She's written books on feminism and Western and Indigenous history. Her most recent one is called The Mother of All Questions. Don't you wish you knew what that was? I don't know. I haven't read the book. In this particular essay, Solnit is sharing her struggle with the state of the world right now and all the bad news coming out in seemingly endless waves. On a day when things were feeling particularly bad, she noticed something lovely in the pattern of running her daily errands. She said, "Everywhere I went, it felt like people were trying harder than usual to show up, to connect, to be their best selves." And it struck her, this is emergency behavior. This is how people behave when their city is bombed or flooded or burning down. This extra care, this extra presentness, this best self connecting with other best selves. And then that same day online, an actual pastor I knew reminded me that the word comfort means to fortify. Come as in with, fort as in fortress, fortitude and fortify, to make strong. Maybe to fortify with kindness, Rebecca said. We were fortifying each other that day with what we had to offer, which was ourselves, by really being with each other. It's what we always have, and we don't need an emergency to behave this well. That's what I hope we'll do. It's what I think trust is. It's what stewardship is, fortifying, comforting, knowing that here there will be a little extra presentness, a little more of our best selves meeting other best selves. Not all the time, again, and certainly not with everyone. But on the whole, yes. We can trust that we will find kindness here, that our generosity will sustain us, that we will show up for one another, that love will be at the center of how we respond, what we do, and who we are. John O'Donohue said, "There's a kindness that dwells deep down in things. There's a kindness that dwells deep down in things. It presides everywhere, often in the places we least expect. The world can be harsh and negative, but if we remain generous and patient, kindness inevitably reveals itself. Something deep in the human soul seems to depend on the presence of kindness. Something instinctive in us expects it. And once we sense it, we are able to trust and open ourselves." We are meeting this moment. We are meeting this moment by trusting in one another and by that deep down kindness that exists in all things. And I am so grateful for that truth. Amen. And blessed be.